Mincy.
What's up, mate? How are you, bud?
What's up, brother?
It's like I was listening to The Doors when the music's over earlier, because it's like all the New Orleans stuff ended and everybody's gone and I'm the only person still here.
Mincy tour rolls on, baby.
I'm on a 6 a.m. out of here in the morning. I didn't know when I was leaving, and I hit him up a couple of days ago, like, can I fly back Tuesday? But if it's really expensive, I'll go Wednesday morning. And he's like, it's fucking really expensive. But I'm on the 6 a.m. to make it back with Pick Central, and I'll be back in the office tomorrow.
Mincy tour has no quit.
No, it has no. But the summer tour is going to be even wilder than the spring, to be honest. The summer one's going to be nuts. But
are you already planning it?
Oh, yeah.
But you know what you're losing money on? You need, like a tour date shirt, like a T-shirt that has.
I know, I was thinking either King of the South shirts, Mincy tour shirts. I was trying to figure out which.
All of the above.
I want to get, I'm going to be back.
I think you need like a Mincy spring 2022, like tour. Like if the.
Okay.
That the tour is over. I don't believe you.
Well, no, it's not. It's never over. But I'm just going home for 2 weeks. I will be in New York till like April 21st.
Okay.
Regroup. You can
do spring. That'll be the spring tour. And then the next one will be the summer tour.
The summer tour is College World Series Omaha, maybe Red Rocks World Series of Poker Vegas. That's the summer tour. Summer, it's all about going out west. Like going west in the summer is like an American lore thing. And so the summer tour is all going out west.
I might be out west with you.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, I mean, I know you will for poker.
Before we get to that, you know that this show is brought to you by Whistle Pig Whiskey, specifically the cans. Ben Mintz, you know that Whistle Pig comes in cans. They're called the Piggyback, and they are barrel-aged craft cocktails in a can and so much better than a seltzer. Crisp and refreshing, but super bold and flavorful. They're 8%. They're not little pussy drinks like the seltzer. These are real whiskey, real fruit, 8%. You can find them in liquor stores around the country, or if you go to cans.whistlepigwhiskey.com and use code ACES22, you get 10% off your order. You cannot beat that with a stick. It's cans.whistlepigwhiskey.com, promo code ACES22 for 10% off your order. You know the flavors already. Say it with me. Fresh ginger lime, blackberry lemon fizz, citrus mint. I love all three unconditionally, like my children. Actually, I just had the blackberry lemon fizz in the office last week for the first time. I think I like it actually better than the ginger lime. But if you see them in stores, definitely pick yourself up a pack. They're 8%. You know, they put the fruit in the whiskey barrel, so you get those whiskey notes. I've been drinking them nonstop. I hope you guys are too, because they help pay the bills. Again, 10% off your order at cans.whistlepigwhiskey.com, promo code ACES22. I've looked at Airbnbs. Nothing is set yet. If worst comes to worst, I'll do like 2 weeks at a hotel, but I'd rather do a month at a house or a condo or whatever, but I will be out west at some point. Jake, hello.
Hello.
You think having a squatter was bad? You want to hear what I'm dealing with right now at my apartment? Mind you, I pay way too much money to live in a one bedroom apartment in New York City. Like, and it's my, whatever. I pay what I pay, whatever. My neighbor has been an issue since I've moved in. She lives by herself. She has all sorts of mental issues, whatever. That's not my business. She's had animal control called on her because her dogs like look terrible. She's had adult protective services called on her because she's mentally unstable. And she goes on like these like crazy panic attack rants at like the doormen and stuff. And like other tenants like find her to be like dangerous to them. The building knows about it. They won't do anything about it. My apartment now just smells like smoke and like just dog shit and dog piss. And it's like seeping through the walls. The entire hallway of my apartment building smells like smoke and dog piss and dog shit. And the building won't do anything about it. And I'm losing my mind. Like, I don't know, like they know about it. They've dealt with her, like her apartment. Apparently it's just like looks like a crack house, like just broken furniture and just like just dog shit everywhere. Like apparently it's like just absurd in there. And mind you, I live in like a nice building in New York. And I was like, how does she live there? Like, I was talking to the super, and apparently her parents are like billionaires. And instead of like dealing with her, they just like pay for her to live in this apartment. And so I've been dealing with that for the last week, where now my apartment just smells like dog shit and smoke, probably meth. Like, I'm probably on meth right now. So that's my life. Right
now. Sounds like a problem.
It's a huge problem, man. It's coming through the walls.
Time to get the hell out of there.
I don't think my building won't do anything about it. So now I'm like in contact with like the guy that I'm renting the condo from. Like, I know it's not his fault, but I feel like super betrayed by him that he didn't give me like a heads up when I moved in. Like, it was.
Oh, that's not. I mean, no.
I know.
What do you think this is? No landlord. No landlord would ever do that.
But so that's, of course. But like, the front desk people are like, yeah, people move in and out of your apartment every year because nobody wants to live next to her. And I was like, that's,
yeah, sure.
Yeah. Like, how do they not tell me that? Obviously they're not going to, but, and so I've dealt, like, she has like accosted me in the hallway before. Like, I know you stole my package and I have spies across the street looking into your apartment and I'm sending it to the FBI so they can get your fingerprints. Like, that was just like one of them. Like, apparently she freaks out on everybody in the building and everybody complains about her, but they won't do anything about it. And I've tolerated this since I've lived here, like, whatever, like, I'll just deal with it. I ignore it. I don't care. Now my apartment just smells like dog shit through the walls. And like, that's about where I draw the line.
I mean, the building, yeah, you got to go over the building's head.
Yeah. So now I'm like, I've given the building management company 2 calls and they haven't called back. And like, I'm in a world of hurt over here. Like, I'm paying way too much money to live in an apartment that smells like dog shit.
Yeah, that's like New York. I mean, I feel horrible for you. This is like a classic example of the illusion of New York. Like, everybody, yeah, like, everybody thinks it's like, oh man, it's like awesome. There's so much going on. Like, you live in these tiny apartments all over each other. You like share so much space with these people you don't know, and you go, yeah, broke while you do it. Like, it's like,
yeah.
And yeah, it's cool. There's a lot of stuff going on in New York, but it ain't worth all the BS that comes with it.
What's annoying to me?
New York, the city is amazing. Living in New York, the city, exactly, is terrible.
And yeah, but like, what's annoying to me is like, I purposely picked this apartment like a little over my budget to avoid those problems. Like, cause I pay for comfort, you know, I wanted to pay extra to not deal with this stuff. And I just happened to pick the apartment next to like the meth girl. Like, it's and I feel bad for her, obviously. Like, billionaire parents don't give a fuck about her. They just throw her in this apartment. Like I feel like bad in that moral type of way. Like, I don't want her to like live on the street, but like, her parents won't take care of her. They know, like, I've heard like her and her parents in screaming matches, like, because I can't imagine how like filthy and disgusting her living situation is. Like, her face, like, if you watch Breaking Bad, remember they need to get money from like this like meth head. So like, Jesse starts digging a hole in the front yard and Walt's like, what are you doing? He's like, I know meth heads. Like, you just start digging, they'll come out and start digging. Like, that's her, like, to a T. Like, her face looks like it. Like, it's sad. Like, it makes me sad to see. Like, I hate seeing it. But like, she freaks out on, it's a 24 floor building. She freaks out on like whoever she sees. It's like a dire situation. And I've reached my breaking point, not because of that stuff, just the smell. Like, I can't deal with the smell. Like,
dude, I took that smell. I don't see how you can deal with that kind of that energy day. I couldn't deal with that kind of energy in my life day to day.
So I've dealt with that for like the last week or so. Like, I finally reached my breaking point and I'm just getting nowhere with it. It's driving me insane.
That's tough, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not looking for like sympathy. It's just like a wild situation that's like escalating right now. And I don't know how it ends. Like, I have no idea how this ends.
Especially when the dude just jacked your rent. Huge.
Well, so that's the other thing, right, Mintz, is my lease expires soon and he's going to raise my rent 35%.
Well, now you can at least argue that.
Which I'm hoping I can like leverage. I'm hoping, be like, raising my rent, man, like, are you fucking nuts? Like, are you
gonna
be paying me to live here?
Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, I don't blame the landlord, right? Like the guy who rented the apartment to me, I don't blame him. So I don't know if, like, I think, like, out of the kindness of their heart, they should give me some sort of rent decrease or whatever, but I don't think they have to. I, like,
just to honestly just tell him that you're going to make sure you're around for every single showing of prospective tenants, and you're going to tell them what the deal is.
So is that, I was okay, Jake, I'm so happy you said that. I was like, do I, like, leave a note every time someone's going to come in and see it, or, like, you know, like, do I literally just tell him, like, I'm not going to allow you to rent this apartment to someone else and hide this information from them? Like,
is, yeah, that,
is,
I would,
is that the move?
I would. I wouldn't write a note because, like, I don't know. Yeah. It's pretty easy for a realtor to see that.
That'd be the first
thing that they see. But I would just tell them that. I'd be like, listen, I'm going to make sure I'm here until my lease is up. And if you're trying to rent this place out for 1.5 times the rent, I'm going to let every single I'm going to make sure I'm home, and I'm going to make sure every single prospective tenant knows exactly what the deal is here.
Yeah, I'm trying to find silver linings. Like, it took 9 months into my lease for this smoking dog shit situation to, like, I have, the hallway has smelled because she smokes in her apartment. The hallway has always smelled. It's never been like this, which makes me wonder what the fuck else is going on over there, because now it's coming through the vents and through the walls and all that shit. So I'm like, is there a dead animal over there? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what's happening. It's crazy.
Dude, I'm on tilt. I'm hugely tilted for you starting this podcast, because I'm putting myself in your situation mentally, and I'm already losing my mind. But I guess we'll see you at the office more then, huh, Nate?
Hey, I've been coming in 3 days a week.
What are you on now? Mondays and Thursdays? Wednesday, Thursday?
Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
It's a good schedule.
Honestly, I don't think I could say much because that's a lot more than I've been here lately.
But I'm not a you have to be at the office guy. Like, as long as people are getting their shit done, like, work from fucking Pluto, I don't care.
Mincy, you got any Augusta tickets for me?
Yeah,
man. So
hold on. Breaking news. The Mincy tour ended, but you have Saturday tickets to the Masters you're not using?
Well, no, I had them and I had to answer the guy 4 weeks ago. I had like a month and a half window where I actually had, dude, I don't even want to tell y'all this. I had like five of them offered to me.
You say and yes.
I was trying to pull it off, but like the beauty of the part of the Mincy tour, is all about finding value and where I could stay free and maneuver, just because part of the reason this is allowed to go on is because I'm not I do this without costing Barstool a lot of money. So they're just like, whatever, go for it. We don't care. You're producing, you're not running up high expenses. Finding lodging in Augusta is like over $1,000 a night. You have to rent a car to get there. It's a huge bitch. And it was not economical for the Mincy tour, unfortunately. But then, of course, one of my buddies, my old college roommate, I forgot he lives an hour from Augusta, and he hit me up after I tweeted that. And he's like, dude, I could have just came and got you, and you could have stayed with me. And I was like, son of a bitch.
I mean this with zero sarcasm. You're the king of the South. You put up one tweet, I need somewhere to stay at Augusta, you'll have somewhere to stay at Augusta.
That's true. I didn't think of – well, now that I know my old roommate's an hour away, I'm kicking myself on it. Cause yeah, I have a friend, an Ole Miss friend, whose brother-in-law is like a high producer for CBS Sports that produces the Masters. So that's the hookup I got in on it. And
now Tiger's playing.
No. And that was before I knew Tiger wasn't playing. But the other thing, the reason I also passed was, I mean, I'm going to have this hookup going forward. Like, this isn't going to be a one-time offer thing. So
I will say, a lot of the Mincy tour relies on cell phone
videos. The Masters content, though, I had lined up. So Sam Burns, who's 40-1 to win it, he's one of the fastest riding young golfers in the world. He's from North Louisiana, an LSU guy. He follows Barstool. He watches my videos and stuff. So I was going to, like, blog his first Masters and walk it with him and interview him. And I thought that was going to be the content. And so this is a misfire.
But no, Mincy, you're not allowed to have phones out at Augusta.
No, I know that, but I was gonna interview him after the round and write vlogs on walking over him
It might not be as big of a miss as you're thinking, just because you would go all day without being able to do anything.
Yeah, no, and I went in 2001 and 2004 when Mickelson won it, so I've been before, and so that's part of it. But hey, on the bucket list of sports, Nate, last night, first college basketball national championship game, and that was freaking. What a game that was in the Dome last night. I've been to the Final Four at 03 in New Orleans, but I've never been to the title game. Dude, it was unreal. There were $20 tickets online last night because everybody comes Saturday and leaves, and then it's a Monday. But I sat upper deck, like 20th row, first half, and then I had some buddies rocking in 111, like right behind the Kansas bench. They're like, dude, we got two seat buys. Dude, I ended up like 15 rows behind the Kansas bench by Paul Pierce and Drew Gooden and the Morris brothers in the second half in the heart of the Kansas section during that comeback. And it was just, dude, it was nuts. What an experience.
So you took the internet by storm last night with that video.
On accident.
You
put out. On accident.
Can you explain that video?
Yes.
Have you talked about this video to anybody?
I haven't talked, but here's what I think happened.
Let me set the stage. After the game's over, you do like you always do. You do like a cell phone video reaction. The video was like one frame per second. So like you were like in stop motion, but also it was like in 4K. It was like the most crystal clear video, not in slow motion, but like, I don't even know, understand what, then did you see all the tweets? Nobody understood how that video existed.
No, it was. I was laughing because it was like a playoff what happened in Houston, Texas Bowl. But this video, it was weird, but it actually didn't look horrible. It was just like a GIF that was a video and me talking, kind of.
But how did you do it?
Okay, I'll tell you what happened. It was a combo. First of all, the Superdome Wi-Fi is pretty wacky, so that kind of throws it off a little bit. And then it was also my phone was on like 3% when it filmed. So it was a combo of the Wi-Fi and my phone being on low battery that caused that. But it actually, it's such a funny thing working at Barstool. You just want to do stuff that looks odd, stands out, even if it's on accident. Because if I'd have just done a normal video, I'd have gotten like 10,000 views and I got like 150.
I think people think that you're doing it on purpose, but I'm like, you can't do that video on purpose. Like that just, you can't.
Well, no, I did it because I tried to get it. Like the biggest thing I'm learning, and this is something I'll admit I've got to improve on the blog, but Barstool, everything's about being hyper-relevant in the heat of the moment. Nate, you obviously understand that. That's why something big will happen in a game or sporting event, you just get a blog up immediately because it's on the pulse of everybody's minds. Well, so like when I'm at sporting events now, the second the game's over and the confetti's dropping, I'm doing that video.
Yeah.
So like a lot of like small quality stuff I'm not worried about. I'm worried about getting the damn thing up as fast as I can while it's like on the hyper relevancy thing. And so I did it and I just posted it without re-looking at it. I didn't proof it, just got it up.
So it's funny because you did like a video when we were at WSOP, like Mincy Minute with Sean Beeb. And it was quite literally the worst quality video I have ever seen, to the point where I was like, we cannot put this on Twitter. It is so, so, so poor quality. But then I was just like, no, that's kind of the charm of it. So I put it on Twitter and it's just like, everybody just cracks up. Like, how is your phone so bad right now? It was just,
I don't know. And then obviously the Texas Bowl one with Jack McCarthy was like the legendary one. Like it became from a dungeon.
That's because you just throw people under the bus for your poor.
No, I always do the video credit now. Yeah. Yeah. The guy, my Very buddy funny. Last night, it was my buddy from Shreveport that
is. And, I guess, Hawks for the Cause, that went well.
Yeah, man. And I mean, Nate, on a deeper note, like, you know, I don't know how to say this in the right way. Like, if you get a platform like we've got, like, inherently, I mean, obviously we all have faults as people. I have a million of them. But I want to use it to do good and help other people, period. I mean, you know, when you're given something like we're given, it's the right freaking thing to do. And I'm not even getting religious or anything. No matter what you believe in, when you have a platform like we do, you should use it to help others, period. And when I got hired by Barstool, within 20 hours of me getting hired, I was like thinking about all the crazy ideas. And it hit me literally a day in that I was like, man, partnering Barstool with Hogs is the best thing I can do. Because it was founded in 2009. Dude, this event raised $2.6 million for families fighting child cancer. And like they had, like, I went to the captain's meeting the Friday morning, and they've got a young dad up there with this four-year-old girl who had, like, you know, had he was talking about how he had to feed her the radiation every day. And, like, imagine, like, feeding it's impossible to feed a kid something they don't want to eat. Imagine jamming that stuff down there 40 days in a row. And she'd, like, lost using her left side, and she couldn't dance anymore. And you're hearing these stories, and it's just like, man, how can you not want to help that kind of a cause and the stuff they do? And it's already been, like, kind of a cult big event in New Orleans, and everybody that knows about it loves it. There's 90 barbecue teams. It's great barbecue, awesome music lineup, late night parties till 4 a.m. I mean, it's awesome, but it's kind of like a known thing in the South and not nationally. Mm-hmm. And what Barstool does better than anyone, like, we don't have to do the infrastructure for this event. We just got to use our marketing and huge following to promote it. And I spent, you know, the last month getting it ready. I, you know, next year I'm going to be spending like 6 months on it.
I will say I am coming next year, without a doubt.
Got to, yeah. And but
the I thing love that, like, the good cause I'm all about. I just looking at the pictures and videos of the barbecue, I was kicking myself for not being. I love barbecue more than anything, and all I eat is New York City barbecue, and it's just whatever. Like, it's just not the same.
Yeah, we had world class. We had pit guys, masters from Chicago, Longview, Austin, Houston, and KC, who did a spectacular job. But on the bigger thing, what said to me was, like, I've been hyping hogs for like a couple months in the office, and even Dan Big Cat had said, you know, I love Mincy, but I think he may have bitten off more than he could chew, because I had 23 people on my team. Like, I've never run anything like this. Dude, the logistics, shout out to St. Ann, Marge's wife, who ran all our accounting. Couldn't have done it without her.
Oh, nice.
I had some New Orleans people that were boots on the ground that decorated everything. I mean, you had to delegate everything. It was such a big operation. But for real, when I saw Dave Portnoy and Big Cat walking up the lot at UNO Lakefront toward our Hogs tent on Friday, I mean, that was a hell of a moment, man.
Just tears in your eyes?
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but, like, the Hogs marketing guy and I had planned it. Like, they reached out to me after I got hired. Last year, I was the MC of the event and promoted it with Large. But our dream was to get a Barstool team and hopefully get Dave and Dan. And, you know, that's the dream. And when Dave Portnoy walked out and they were at Hogs, and they hung out, dude, our whole Barstool New Orleans crew hung out from 6:30 to 9:30 at Hogs. It went down at our tent. There was a buzz. Oh, there were 10,000 people at that event. Overall, the buzz with Dave being there, people were losing their shit, dude. Dave, you know, Dave was with Silvana too. And, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I pulled Dave aside. I was like, man, thank you so much. It means so much to so many people. Like, what do you think of the production of this event? And he goes, Mincy, I think it's an A+. He's like, and then Playboy Marty caught Dave on camera, just like, Mincy again. Like, you know, they didn't know what, you know, Dave and Dan are going out there, because obviously I think they've been happy with what I've been doing, building Louisiana. They're like, screw it, we're in New Orleans. Let's just see what this is about, you know, not really expecting anything. And they saw how much of a world-class event it was. Dan donated, Hank donated, Stu Finer gave $1,500. You know, I know my ultimate goal was $100K, but, like, dude, we raised $50,000 like a week. You know, like, it wasn't like, you know, next year we'll start 6 months in advance and do cool stuff. But we pulled off $50,000 in a week. I mean, that's not something to sneeze at. I'm really proud that effort, and even more so than the effort, was all the people around the country who have no clue what Hogs for the Cause were, knows because Dan and Dave and everybody's tweeting about it. And that event could go from 10 or 15,000 to 25 or 30.
That's what I'm saying. This is a good first step.
And my vision was for it. Like, Hogs raised $2.6 million this year. I mean, why can't we help make that 5 or 6, you know? Yeah. And ultimately, I mean, that's all you can try to do on earth is help something like that. And so I'm really proud of it, and I can't thank Dan and Dave and all Barstool, Hank. I mean, dude, everybody came. Like, I couldn't believe that's it, awesome. Man. I thought, like, you know, they all came for 3 hours, and everybody said what a great event it was. And, you know,
that's the two sides of the Mincy Tour. Like, sometimes you're on the floor with Paul Pierce. Sometimes you're raising money
or
for the rocking kids.
Concerts or always restaurants, you know, it's just never ending. But now, like, shout out to walk-ons. They gave us like $17K for our budget, and we couldn't have done it without them. Cause, dude, we had a late night Iceman special DJ ended at 3:30 in the morning Friday with black lights, dude. It was insane. And next year, now that we see the awareness for the cause and Dave and them see it, man, this is going to be a thing. You know, I don't know if Dave and Dan will ever go again because those Final Four, but You know, now when I bring it up 5 months in advance, they're going to be like, hell yeah, this is something we need to be involved in. And walk-ons is on board. We'll have more resources. And honestly, I might, you know, I made a few mistakes. It was the first time I've been captain of it. The main one being everybody got really lit up Friday night, Nate, because like Juvenile Manny Fresh played till 2 a.m. So I got out there at like 10:15, 10:30 Saturday. Dude, everybody was dragging ass. Dude, people didn't get there until like 1:30. And I mean, I got on a text thread. I was like, you know, I love all y'all, but like, come on, you know?
Yeah.
And you can get somewhere before noon on Saturday. But our Barbie guys, great job
by you. Yeah. Jake, do you have to go?
Yeah. I'm at the doctor's. I have to go in at 2:30. So
it's okay. Good, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm getting the cast off now.
I wanted a quick update for the people. Arms better?
Yeah, feeling a lot better. Felt more normal the last week or so. And I think it's still gonna hurt quite a bit and be pretty sore, but at least I'll have this goddamn thing off.
And you do some physical therapy.
Yep. I'll be all right.
Swinging the racket in no time.
Yep. All right. I'll see you, boys.
See ya. Hey,
like I said, the Hogs thing, I'll finish it up. There's big success, but Nate just really sets up the future on it. Like, yeah, we raised 50 this year. This is what I want to be a part of this event every year. This is what I do going forward. And it's always going to be in late March, early April. And like I said, I'd love to have you involved with it. It's Large is writing some big time blogs on it that are coming out.
Yeah. Count me in for next year.
I'd love that. Love to have you next year. And then overall, I mean, what a trip. I did a bachelor party in St. Augustine, Florida last weekend. And then I did the Hogs and then the national championship game. I mean, the Mincy Tour thing's been on fire, but this may have been the best stretch of it ever.
Billy's going to kick your ass.
I didn't exercise any last week. I ran a 5K yesterday and I'm going to lift today. But
okay.
Yeah, but I mean, that still doesn't. I mean, how we're eating today. I mean, you know. No, so it's going to be good. I'm going to be back for a couple of weeks, which will be good. I kind of need to reset on the health and just, you know, just grinding.
Mincy, when you get back, before Billy kicks your ass, you know, you're going to have to do 3-chi. Skip the dispensary and get THC delivered to your door. If you go to 3chi.com, that's the number 3chi.com, and use promo code ACES. Also, this ad read says use promo code STOOL5. I think ACES still works though. You know what? Use either. I don't care. STOOL5 or ACES at 3chi.com. You get 5% off your order. This sale is exclusive to our listeners. You have to be 21 to purchase. You guys know that we've been talking about 3chi forever. It relaxes me. I take it every night. I'm back on the gummies, by the way. I just put in another order. Yeah, I don't get it for free. Well, I used to because I would steal it from work, but we don't have any at work when I've been there. So I've been ordering it. I'm back on the gummies. I take them every night. They let me sleep easy. Gives me a big, deep sigh of relief when I wind down at night. You know, they have edibles, vapes, drink enhancers, tinctures, and more. You get amazing buzz and great body feel, but with less anxiety and paranoia. Again, go to 3chi, that's the number 3chi.com, promo code STOOL5 or ACES. Do it now. Can't recommend that one enough.
College baseball season, like it's been going since mid-February, but now we're in like the third or fourth week of conference. I mean, after the Masters this week, it's going to be big college baseball through late June. I'm definitely doing World Series of Poker late June, but I was going through the schedule. I need to figure out where I can figure out the traveling and hit poker and some baseball. I was bummed. So the World Series of Poker New Orleans was on my calendar. It's May 13th or was. And I had it, but then
they canceled it, right?
They're doing renovations over here. So they canceled it. That was the one I was 100% going to play. And so now I still got to figure out other than Vegas. I'm definitely doing Vegas. I feel like I don't know the exact Omaha plans yet, but I was going to just go Omaha to Vegas like 100%. So that was late June, but I got to be honest, Nate, I learned this last year. Man, I need to play some damn poker before the World Series of Poker is going on to give myself a chance, you know. And there he is, Smitty.
Smitty, hello.
Gentlemen, pleasure.
How are things?
Hey, you know, just come off Pick Central. It's like 10 people here. Get asked to do the Yak by Stephen Che. Hop on, me, Stephen Che, Tommy. We shoot the shit, do our jobs, whatever. Big Cat comes back, like 5 minutes left, apologizes to everyone in the chat for just railing on us the entire time because it's not the normal Yak crew. She's like, well, what do you want from me?
You texted me yesterday, Smitty. You said, we have to start the show. You have a story that you're supposed to be in Vegas this Friday playing poker after dark or something.
Yeah, that was a today text, probably an hour ago.
It was last night, no?
Literally an hour ago.
I believe I replied, yep, what are you and that scumbag Brent up to now?
Pretty much. I was recruited to play in a poker after dark game this Friday night, which would have been a six-handed match, essentially, a free roll for 10K. Televised, I would have went no hardo, and it was absolutely perfect because at this point in my fatherhood and life, I was very much looking forward to getting an all expense paid trip out to Las Vegas for 2.5 days, stay at the Aria, play in a daily Aria tournament, sleep for 12 hours. It just seemed like a very, it's just nice to win one moment, even if I didn't win the 10K free roll, which would have been awesome. And then right on cue yesterday, whole thing is canceled. See ya, poker after dark. Bye. Fuck you. So
canceled, my hug. What happened?
I am unaware with the specific details. Apparently, it's just
Brent Hanks up to his old scumbaggery tricks.
No, it's not Brent. Here's also the other thing.
I'm not buying for Brent.
I still have or had the ability to use the flight and hotels to Vegas and spend, 3 days there by myself. I don't know how well that would have flew if I just went to Vegas and just played a couple daily tournaments.
Lie to the wife. She doesn't have to know it's canceled.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't. Now, not when she's struggling alone, with the kid. Like, it's not.
You just show her a video of like the old one and hope she doesn't remember it's the same one.
Yeah. That's just would be nice to pull Kevin Malone and win one. That's all.
No, your life is great. Your life is stupendous. You have a beautiful wife and a darling son who loves you unconditionally.
And the wife and kid are great. It's just just like getting a break. I was thinking when I lived in Philly, like there are two casinos now, Live and Rivers, which formerly Sugar House. Sugar House just opened while I was in Philly in 2015, and I would like love taking get my blogs on order on Friday, which I was famous for, and just go like 10 o'clock on Friday, like play 1-2-2-5 and like just go out Friday night. And it was like awesome.
Why don't you just take a smitcation? Like just go somewhere for the weekend, plan it with your wife. So it's not you being a dickhead, but you look like someone who needs your like a mini Mincy tour, like a Mincy tour.
A Mincy tour. I would love an hour of the Mincy tour in my life.
The other night, Sunday night, I've never done this. It got so wild Friday and Saturday, and Noah, I was out till 4 Friday, and then 3:30 a.m., me and PFT were on Frenchman Saturday. I went to bed at 7 p.m. Sunday night for the first time in my entire life. I was hurting so bad. Never done that before.
Mincy life.
The king does what the king wants.
Dave had a big time in Nolan too, which I love seeing. This was his like first big time.
It's hard not to like New Orleans. I've been 3 times. I love it. Like it's a very fun place. Also, Dave going to a shopping mall to go to Cafe du Monde is one of the all-time dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. Like it's hard. If you're in New Orleans, like it's hard not to accidentally bump into it. It's in the middle of the
Yeah, you're right. Like, no, I agree. Dave, I saw him yesterday during breakfast. He was like, you didn't give me any recs. I'm like, you didn't check your email. I sent you every pizza rack. I didn't send him all the restaurant recs, but like I sent him the pizza recs and Austin hit me up for him. He went to all the places I said. But I'm just like, come on, man. You're like bitching at me. Like, yeah, dude. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
I put on Instagram questions for anybody have questions for Smitty, and I'd say 95% of them are like strategy questions for Jake. Didn't expect that. I should have expected that. Yeah.
I'll answer for Jake.
Maybe next week we'll do a full Jake answers the internet, teaches everybody how to get rich playing poker. We do have to talk about one quick thing with poker. I don't know if you guys saw this. ACR is being breached.
Yes, I wanted to bring this up.
From the inside. So it sounds actually really bad. This guy, Todd Whittles on Twitter, who I recognize, I don't know.
Yeah, he used to be like good, like limit guy, poker right? player, but he's always like kind of the law in poker and like raises.
But like not in a like a douchebaggy way. Like he just
Not hating on him. Poker's the Wild West because there's no Supreme Court or no judge system for anything. And so people do all this scandal stuff and they don't have to face repercussions.
Yeah, so he tweeted, "I continue to receive multiple reports of ACR accounts being breached and money withdrawn via Bitcoin. This appears to be an inside job and is hitting people for mostly 9K to 20K each. Some have been refunded, others not. Get large money off now to be safe." We've said it on this podcast a million times. If you're playing on one of these offshore unregulated sites like ACR, buyer beware. I play on there. I didn't know people won on there, so I've never really had the issue with people hacking me to take my money, but play at your own risk. These offshore sites, they're not regulated by anybody, so it's going to be tough.
Now, is that the only way you can get money in on there? Is it Bitcoin, or is that the most popular way?
Most popular because all sorts of weird international credit card charges, and I think it's just sketchy shit. It's like the old when Full Tilt and PokerStars were going down towards the end, how sketchy it was. It's similar to that. So they use Bitcoin to go around all that, which is smart. But not great when someone internally can anonymously send Bitcoin to their Bitcoin wallet, which obviously can't be tracked because that's what Bitcoin is good for. But also this is the negative side of it where
I've never gotten good vibes from ACR. I don't like all the reentry stuff. Full Tilt did this before it went down too, with all the like crazy money grabbing. You can reenter 1,000 times and play a tournament 6 times. And I don't know, ACR, I know the prize pools are huge, but I've just never, it's rubbed me wrong from day one.
I play on it for fun. Like I just, if I want to fuck around, dig around, play poker. But I mean, way back in the day when it was just me and Jake doing the podcast, we kind of went to war with ACR because they were doing a lot of like pretty scummy, weird things. They had a lot of glitches and I was like battling with like the owner of ACR because he was like calling me a liar.
Nagy on Twitter.
He was like calling me a liar and all these people were sending in all these glitches and all this fucked up shit that was going on there. And he was just like, no, this is all fake. This is Photoshopped. And it was all real. And he ended up like apologizing. But yeah, I mean, it's if you just want to play poker, dick around, sure. But again, it's something that, I mean, Joey Ingram, he uncovered this like massive ACR like bot thing where like it was just like so many bots were playing, they're just programmed to take your money. And ACR denied the fuck out of it until they just couldn't anymore. And if not for Joey, like thousands, I mean, they ended up paying back millions of dollars to like people because Joey like did all this research on it. But if not for Joey, like nothing would have happened, and there's nowhere else where you can play a $200 tournament with $1 million prize pool on the internet. So people continue to play, but you just have to be careful with this site. It's sketchy. And apparently they have someone inside stealing money now. So
I'm curious. I doubt we could get a public comment from him, but I'd love to hear what Moneymaker is.
I didn't even want to go there.
But I'm just saying, I'd love to hear something.
The reason,
but he doesn't know.
That's why I didn't bother. Exactly is
going, yeah, I no, mean, he's just I, sponsored by him. No, I get it. He's not. Yeah.
And when we had him on, I mean, he's nice to us and
I like Moneymaker. I'm not trying to bash on him. I'm just saying.
No, this isn't a Full Tilt situation,
right,
where
exactly.
The people going are actually running the show.
I don't expect Chris, who's cashing a paycheck from ACR, to say anything bad about them. And I wouldn't want to put him in that position too.
It's gonna be no comment. Yeah, fair.
He probably feels like shit that people are getting their money stolen from the site that he represents. Like obviously he's not in favor of that. Like, so what's he really going to say? And like, I'm sure he'll put out a tweet. Like at some point, if this continues to escalate, he'll be like, I feel terrible about it. Blah, 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 blah. But yeah, it's not on him. It's on Phil Nagy, the owner. to figure this the fuck out. And just be, if you have money on there, be safe, withdraw it. Don't put on more than you're willing to lose. And yeah, just
the outright balls of somebody doing this through those means, they're going to get caught. There's some way, somehow.
Like, what's sick is like, they look around, they're like, okay, I'm working for an offshore site. I have all this access. It's untraceable. The US government no government control of it. It's like, he's just reaching his hand into the cookie jar and taking money. You know, it's like nobody's looking. So yeah, it's fucked up. It's extremely fucked up. That's why these offshore sites are just very like, that's why it's sick that there's no regulation or, countrywide regulation. Because we could get rid of ACR in a snap of the fingers. And if people want to play
poker. I was just looking at the poker schedule. Outside shot. So the World Series circuit, Cherokee, North Carolina. I didn't realize it was in April. There's one April 7th to 18th. But that Easter, like, my family lives an hour from there. And I could merge playing that main with Easter next weekend. It's an hour from seeing my sister and niece and nephew. So we could have a Mincy Tour near stop this weekend.
Before
I didn't realize both of them were going on at the same time. Like, I might have to try to swing that.
Before we wrap up the show, I have to do this ad read. It's a brand new one, so bear with me.
Yeah. Here.
It's Kratom. Kratom is an all-natural herb related to the coffee plant that has been used in Thailand for centuries, and now it's made its way to the United States. It helps energize your mind and relax your body. It just makes you feel good. That is what they want you to know. It just makes you feel good. It only has one ingredient, pure Kratom leaf. All the batches come with certified lab reports, so you know exactly what you're getting. Scenarios where Kratom might be able to help you. Extra boost of energy in the morning instead of coffee. Wind down and relax after work. Or if you go to the gym like Mincy, it's good for a pre-workout. They come in little capsules, easy to use. Go to try Kratom now and get 20% off. If you go to getsuperleaf.com/aces and get 20% off your order. That's GetSuperLeaf.com, promo code ACES. You get 20% off your order. One more time for the people in the back, GetSuperLeaf.com/ACES. Use promo code ACES, 20% off your order. New advertiser.
Awesome.
Kratom. I know everybody at the office, not everybody, some people at the office use it. They speak highly of it. I'll try it and I'll report back next week. I was not able to get my grubby hands on any, but I will put in a special request that I need to try it and give a full report.
Hell yeah.
That away.
Man of the people. Yeah. I've gotten one, maybe have a room in Vegas for the month of June. That's where we're at. The only issue is I still don't have a car or a driver's license. So I think even if I have a house off the strip, I would be still at the mercy of other people, whether it be a roommate or an Uber. So I might just find like a condo or a Airbnb, I guess what I'm trying to say, closer to the strip than a house way out in Henderson or whatever, and just do a, you know, way shorter Uber if I decide to do this month of June in Vegas, which I am still leaning heavily towards, but I have about a week to figure this out because Airbnbs are going to go quick.
I said, Nady skates, get those rollerblades on.
Oh, you said skateboard last time. Rollerblades makes way. Oh, that would be so sweaty though.
It would be so sweaty. I mean, think about the content. You just GoPro in yourself, Nady skates.
I'm not opposed to skating down the strip. I'm opposed to being drenched in sweat at a poker table and being the smelly kid in class.
I don't think it'll be that bad. It's very low energy.
Brother, it's 95 degrees in Vegas right now. It's April 5th. Yeah.
That's not the Nady skates attitude.
I was going to say, I guarantee I'll bring my skates to Vegas. But I will. I guarantee it. Nah, I don't. I just don't know if I would ever do it. I'd just be too lazy to actually skate.
I'm looking at this North Carolina schedule. I think
you're zoned in on this, huh?
Well, I mean, it's an hour from I haven't seen my nephew and niece in like 6 months, and it's an hour away. It's Easter weekend. If I can play poker and see them, like, I'd be stupid not to.
You have my full support. I'll buy 1%.
There's a 400, 500K next Wednesday, April 13th. It's like 2 day ones, Tuesday, Wednesday. I could try to make the second day one, Wednesday the 13th. The 14th, there's an 1,100, 100K guaranteed. And then the main is 1,700 with day ones, Friday, 15th, Saturday, 16th. So
Perfect.
I'm trying to figure out how would I fit in. Yeah, I could probably try to play Friday and then go see my family Saturday, Sunday. Anyway, regardless, the wheels are in motion, and I know my backers still have deep pockets, and they probably want to get back some of the $20,000 I lost them during the SOP last year. So they're not going to get it back if I don't play. So there you go.
All right, well, that's something to keep an eye on. Smitty, you have anything before we go? We kind of did, like, most of the show before you got here. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I got nothing. On to just another day of
I don't like life. Emo Smitty. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I don't like it either.
You got to snap out of it. Have you tried just being happy?
I am happy. I'm
that's like a joke.
I'm exhausted, and I would like to work on my bankroll, have the time and energy to work on my bankroll, because playing poker actually makes me happy. It gets like my competitive juices back. It's finding the time and the money.
The time is the time with the family thing and a job.
So that's what's so funny is for me. I have all the time. It's just an expensive hobby. Hi, Jake.
I'm back.
You're back to wrap up the show?
Yeah.
All right, you want to take us home?
Jake, you're still in rehab mode. I just realized this World Series circuit North Carolina mid to late next week. You got any interest in going? Okay. Good. I have a chance then.
Are you going?
Man, I think good chance. Yeah, my family lives close to there, and so I can go see my niece and nephew and sister. So.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
we might as well just wrap this shit up. What episode do you think this is, Mintz?
129. 130. Oh,
this is episode 130. Please rate 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe, all that fun stuff. That's
me. I like the clips, Nate. You're doing a good job with the clips.
Hey, thanks, baby. Fun, easy show today. That's Mintz. I'll keep everybody updated on the meth head issue. That's Smitty. That's Rehab Jake. I'm Eric. Smitty, please take us home with something inspirational.
Rehab Jake. I think that name sticks.
Wait, rehab? That's what it's called, right? You're rehabilitating.
Yeah, but not the exact connotation that I think anybody's going to take.
What's it called, though?
Yeah, maybe physical therapy.
Jake. Physical therapy. That's the word. Yeah, sorry. Nah, you know what? Rehab Jake has a better ring to it.
Exactly.
You know how there's like Miami John and like, you know, all that stuff, people's nicknames. You're just Rehab Jake.
My elbow feels so fucking weird. I can't straighten it, even though the sling is off. The cast is off.
I hope it just sticks that way. 90 degree angle, Jake.
Yeah.
All right, Smitty, say something inspirational for the kids.
All hail the destroyer.
Gonna show you something.